I'm not an expert. I am someone who has been on this journey from a place of great darkness, wanting to end my life, coming to see that actually everything I call darkness in myself, everything I call bad or wrong or sinful, was actually just a part of me that longed for love, that longed to be infused, drenched with love and acceptance. Even my deepest pains, my sorrow, my grief, my doubts were not mistakes. And they were not signs that I was broken. They were not signs that there was something wrong with me. They were parts of me that I just longed for embrace, longed for acceptance. And I realize now that that's why I was so depressed for most of my life, was because I had completely forgotten this place of self-acceptance. I was so deeply at war with myself. I was so deeply at war with my thoughts, my feelings. I was at war with my pain as much as my joy. I was at war with my boredom as much as my bliss. I was at war with my anger. I was at war with my fear. I was always running away from myself, trying to become something else, trying to become good and nice and spiritual and kind and all these things I thought I was supposed to be. All these images, these goals that I could never seem to live up to. So in so many ways, I was always running away from myself. And I think in the end, that's what became so exhausting, was that constant flight from myself, that running away from myself, that rejection of myself, that self-abandonment. I really believe at the root of all of our depression is this self-abandonment, this running away from ourselves, trying to become something else, trying to reach some distant future goal, and always feeling that we somehow can't get there. What if the place you actually long to be is much closer? What if that destination, that utopia that has burnt deep in your heart, was the present moment? What if the place you always longed for was where you actually are? And this may sound very strange, because what you may be saying now is, Jeff, well, I don't like the place where I am. I don't want to be in the present moment. I want to be free from my present experience. I want to be free from this pain. I want to be free from this doubt. I want to be free from this deep sense of grief. I want to be free from this feeling of numbness. So right now, what I'm saying to you may not make too much sense, but I would ask that you bear with me through this program, because admittedly, this is a very strange message, at least from the perspective of the mind. So here's the most profound truth. And I think it's a truth that maybe deep down you've always known, and you certainly knew it when you were very young. There is only this present moment. There is only the now. You're only ever facing a moment. That's all you ever have to live, actually, is this moment. Life can seem so overwhelming sometimes when you start to think about everything that's happened to you in the past, everything that may or may not happen to you in the future. Life can seem so huge, even so overwhelming. Life can start to seem like this great burden of past and the burden of future. We start to talk about my life, me and my life. It's very much like your life is a movie. And I love movies, so I love this movie metaphor. And right here, right now, today, this is the scene in the movie of your life, where you sit and you listen to an audio program by this guy called Jeff Foster talking about depression and awakening and self-acceptance. And right now you're listening to these words, you're understanding these words or not, you feel connected with these words or not. You feel confused about what I'm saying, or excited about what I'm saying, or maybe a mixture of all of those things, a little bit confused, a little bit scared, a little bit excited, but that's your experience. And that's the present scene. This is the scene in which you sit and listen to an audio program about a guy telling you that it's the present scene of the movie of your life. And it's always the present scene. And this may sound like the most obvious thing to say, but really, if you really sink into this truth, it's the deepest truth of your life, that there is only this present scene. Whenever you stop and you take a look,